the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Tech Thursday time with Andy O'Donoghue. And how many of you have Wi-Fi at home which lives up to your requirements? How often do you find that it goes down on you? If you're doing things like watching television over Wi-Fi, do you suddenly find that the screen freezes, particularly just as there's about to be a goal scored, maybe in a football match? And you don't know who I'm talking about myself here, I think. there is a lot of people do find, don't they, with Wi-Fi at home that it doesn't necessarily work as you'd want it all the time.
It doesn't, Matt, and there are a variety of reasons. Apart from the fact, fundamentally, of course, you need a good connection. Most people these days have good, fast internet connections, 100 megabits or 500 gigabit Ethernet or, you know, fibre. All sorts of great connections to the house, or even 5G mobile connections, which are very, very good and you get fast speeds. The problem often is in the house. And one of the biggest problems that we have is that we do have very good Wi-Fi speeds available generally in Ireland, but we also connect so many more devices than we originally did. So people came online maybe 20 years ago in mass kind of numbers.
And it was maybe one PC or something was about all that they connected to the Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Now everything down to your headphones or even your watch could be connected to the Wi-Fi. So there's an awful lot more draw on the bandwidth that you have.
You would recommend things like ovens and fridges connected to the Wi-Fi.
And that's absolutely true.
As I said, my television now is Wi-Fi television. Everyone in the house has a phone. Everybody has a laptop computer. Three people are working from home today in my house.
Yeah.
So everyone is on devices all the time.
They are. And this is what uses up our bandwidth. Now, with fast speeds, that's great. But what we might need to think about are maybe improving our routers, using Wi-Fi extenders if you don't get good coverage in the house, looking at maybe changing or adding a mesh system to your router, and also some technical things you can do. For instance, there are a couple of different bands of Wi-Fi. Most of the routers we get now have either 2.4 or 5 gigahertz bands.
Explain this to me. This is where I get baffled and lost.
So the original band we used to use was the 2.4 gigahertz band. And that gives longer range and better penetration through walls. So that really suited initial microwave or initial Wi-Fi connections. The 5 gigahertz started to get added to routers some years ago. And we get faster speeds, less interference, but shorter range, particularly if you have thick walls in a house. One of the other problems that you need to factor in is if you have a lot of smart home devices, like bulbs and that kind of stuff, most of them will only connect on the 2.4 gigahertz band. So that's really important, because if you buy one and you're trying to connect it to the 5 gig band, won't connect. So then what you can do on most routers is you can enable both bands. And so maybe put your phone and your TV on the 5 gigahertz band and keep the smart home devices on 2.4. To complicate things even more, we now have Wi-Fi 6, which I think it was approved for indoor use in Ireland in about 2020. So we now have tri-band. So most computers don't have that enabled, or phones don't have that enabled yet, but they will. But what that gives us is it gives us more bandwidth. So Wi-Fi will get better. In the meantime, though, you can do some things to improve it.
But would that suggest there's no point in getting this Wi-Fi 6 if it's available to you, because it might not connect with an awful lot of your older devices?
Absolutely. So both your router has to be compatible and your phone or device has to be.
And then the router. I wonder how many people have a router that has been there for yonks. Mm. For ages, and hasn't actually been upgraded from modern requirements.
I think inevitably many of the providers do have the old routers, and you still occasionally in friends' houses or family members, I do see older routers. Most of the companies now have good routers that have both bands, and they are faster and they are better. However, if you live in a house with thick walls, or if you have a long house where you have distance that really does need to be covered, you can do things like add a mesh system.
Before we get to the mesh system, does this suggest, though, that on the router you should be able to make adjustments yourself as to what whether you want the 2.4 or the 5 gigahertz?
Yes, and you can enable both. You can enable both. But there are simple things you should do with your router. So don't hide your router behind objects, because don't forget, that's where your Wi-Fi signal is being the connection from your phones and everything else. It's going wirelessly to the router, so don't hide it.
But hang on, you know, haven't most people got stuff coming in via cables into the house in the first place? And that's where the cable comes in. Doesn't that dictate where you have to put the router?
Yes, it does. And in many homes, that's going to be behind the TV. So what people will often do is they don't like the cables, they don't like, you know, the router showing, so they'll slide it in under a TV stand or a cupboard to hide it. But really, that's not the best thing to do, because instantly you're creating an obstruction in the very first instance. So it's better to have those little antennas accessible.
Okay, so tell us then about the various mesh systems, as they're called, or things that boost the signal throughout the house.
And I have a mesh system now. I use the Google Nest mesh system, and it absolutely did transform my Wi-Fi. I use this. You can buy it with one sort of box, and then you can add two more. Runs from about €220 up to about €460, so it can be quite expensive. TP-Link make them, Eero, Ubiquiti, other people make them. But Google's system gives you up to about nearly 2,500 square foot of coverage. So it's significant coverage. And you plug them in wherever you want them. You have one connected to your router. So it doesn't replace your router, but what it does is it takes your broadband signal and it transmits it in a mesh system. So instead of kind of this line of sight, you get these pockets of coverage. So the ideal thing to do is to have one in the living room, but have one at the furthest point around the house that you want to plug it in. And that will give you good access in between those points.
Okay. So there's a whole range of these various products, aren't there? So what ones do you particularly think work the best?
I think range extenders are a good idea, and you can buy expensive ones, not so expensive ones. TP-Link are a very good networking company. You can buy one of theirs for about €90, the RE650, or a much cheaper one, the RE220. But basically, if you have serious problems, a range extender it helps eliminate the dead zones by extending the reach of the existing Wi-Fi. So if you do need to get a signal to the end of the house or even into the garden, you can do that. And the RE650 has a very clever little smart signal indicator to find the best placement to put this extender. It is, as we were talking about it, dual band Wi-Fi. And it has four external antennas for maximum range. It's very easy to set up. You can literally go into an electrical shop or electronic shop, buy one and have it working in an hour. And for €90, it might be a brilliant investment.
Listener says, can you tell me how to get the full 1 GBS through the mesh system, only getting 50 MBS?
Okay, well, that's significantly different. You should be able to, it depends on, well, they might just text back and tell us which mesh system they're using.
Okay, and is it possible that you can actually have too many extenders in a house?
It is. It is. And that's an important thing to remember. So, they are useful, but using multiple Wi-Fi extenders can do more harm than good, because what they will do is, using too many reduces your network speed and efficiency, especially if they're not on the same channel as the router. And a mesh system, if you need a number of extenders, a mesh system is a far better answer.
Okay. There's also a thing, don't use default router settings. What does that mean?
Well, generally you have too many settings enabled on these routers. So first of all, you want to change your Wi-Fi name. Because, you know, if you look in your Wi-Fi settings, you'll see so many different Wi-Fi names. You have no idea what's what. So it is a good idea to change the name, but you can also hide that name as well, which is a good security setting. And the other security protocols often need to be adjusted, because you want to give yourself WPA, you want to give yourself the best security that you can on your home router. But also there are other things that may be enabled, like there are kind of these pass-through things for gaming that you may or may not need. All of those can be adjusted by you using the admin page, and it's worthwhile checking your settings, finding a guide for it, and stepping through, and you will see improvements.
Do you need a degree for all of this?
You don't, no, but it's a fun way to spend a Friday evening.
Oh, I can think of better fun ways. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us on Tech Thursday.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.